The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Here it is, the 28th of March already. And I'm, of course, here with Trish Clark because it's Thursday. And good morning there, Sue, though. Hey, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
Sue apologized. She says, Sue, you have to remember now who Sue is. The day of the storm.
Uh-huh.
The storm that shut everything down with the snow.
Uh-huh.
She comes in with a Toyota that is still got snow piled all over it, so she could do the news at 6. So she tells me today, she goes, you know, I'm sorry I didn't get the coffee. He goes, you know, she starts coffee. We mm-hmm. all have, sorry, whoever's in her first. And she goes, and I said, Sue, you never have to apologize. You're the one that got in here on the snowstorm day with the Toyota, and the whole town was shut down with four-wheel drive. So, you know what, sweetheart? You do a great job.
Thank you. Yes, I promise I'll get it. Just today. You know, there's some days, I don't know if it was the rain that just lulled me to sleep or what it was.
Well, let's not even talk about what time I got in here today.
This is not a good morning, early morning for anyone.
When Trish beats me in here, it's sad.
Yeah, that's the story, at the last second.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading. It's not raining right now, but we're looking for showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. and high near, or just a high of 56 today. Kind of not warming up very much. Rainfall. Tonight we're looking for showers again and a chance of precipitation and a low of about 44. On Friday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 63, maybe a little clearing, and Friday night mostly clear with a low around 44. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 71. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Sunday, slight chance of showers again, partly sunny with a high near 71. And on Sunday night, a chance of showers. Rain likely next week again. So,
well, you know,
get a little bit of a dry out, but then it's going to just keep raining on us. And hopefully
like,
it'll
we can
be
shake ourselves like a big wet dog. And,
Web feet. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we got a full show today. So so I'm giving you this first segment. Your thoughts on the Mueller investigation. I'm just going to stand by. I may go out and get a donut while this is going on.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't believe, number one, why the American people are just absolutely not up in arms. We have wasted taxpayer money, $30 million, on a complete and an adulterated hoax, something that we knew from day one. Mueller is an intelligent man. He had that document in his hand for 10 minutes and knew that the whole thing, the whole setup from Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for document, it was a sham. And he spent two plus years, $30 million. It ruined how many people's lives?
Well, the people's lives he ruined were the ones that were crooks. You know, and okay, they were around the president, but they were crooks. They got caught for things.
But had nothing to do.
But had nothing to do with collusion, though.
Had nothing to do with collusion. And how about Flynn? Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and Flynn lied under oath.
Okay. But I mean, come on. What's her face, the decoration lady? She lied under oath, spent 6 months in jail, and that was the end of it. How many times did Hillary Clinton lie under oath?
Here's the one thing I can say about this. I think Mueller at some point knew.
Like 10 minutes after he got the dossier?
But the thing is what he did by the end of this, he gave and he came out and he gave a document and said, there's no collusion. If he had come 10 minutes out and said, there's no collusion, they would have been screaming.
No, he didn't say that. He said he wouldn't make a decision on whether there was collusion. He didn't come out and say it. He said he'd leave that up to the Justice Department.
He said there's no evidence of collusion.
I'm going to leave the collusion. There's no evidence of
collusion.
Collusion.
But the obstruction of justice
was
going on.
Yeah,
I'm right most of the time. But nah, I'm just kidding. No, but see, there's no evidence of collusion, which Comey says. He says, you know, America should be gratified. America should be gratified by the fact after 2 years, millions and millions and millions of dollars that that there was no collusion. Russia did not impact on our election.
But they knew that. They said it during the election. The president that everybody adored told us how many times that there was absolutely no way that Russia could impact on the American election. Repeatedly he said that. And it was him and his offices and his people that started this whole thing. My whole hope, and I'm just hoping that like Lindsay and some of them are making a lot of really good noises right now,
yeah,
that they carry
it
through.
I hope they do.
I mean, it's time that this was exposed.
These FBI agents.
This was a coup. We can't have this in American government. We cannot have a group of people who are trying to take down a duly elected president of the United States. This is the United States of America, for heaven's sakes. It's not a third world country. You can't have an underground group trying to take down a sitting president.
No, and, I agree. And we agree.
We absolutely have to bring these people to justice, expose what happened, how it happened, what people knew and when they knew it.
I tell you one guy I want to see go down hard.
Comey?
Well, Comey's in there.
For sure.
Brennan.
Oh, absolutely.
Brennan is the one that he...
How about Schiff? Oh. Schiff. Lion, I mean...
Schiff.
Adam
oh,
Schiff.
You mean the... Well, you know what? He's grasped it like a little pit bull, a little bitty pit bull. Okay, more like a little Boston Bull Terrier. And he's grabbed it. And he's hanging on to it. But the ones that put this thing together, they knew when Steele was put together by this guy Steele, who was paid for
by
the Democrats. But the thing that people need to follow is follow that money through there, that how it got into the hands of people, how it got released. Brennan was one of the ones that was releasing it.
Brennan, Comey, McCain.
McCain gave it to his friend who gave it to the press. Comey gave it to a Harvard professor. All these things. And it all was there to make it look bad. And at the end of it, you know what? And people were screaming at Mueller. Both sides were screaming at Mueller.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
The guy that
he
was the
did,
most honorable man did, in Washington.
Well, you know what, though? He did the job. He did. He followed it everywhere he could. And he proved that our president and his inner circle did not collude with the Russians.
There you go.
And they talk about all these indictments. Most of the indictments.
None of the indictments had anything to do with the president.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about the other indictments. They indicted Russians.
Yeah.
In Russia.
Yeah.
And some companies
in
Russia.
And they tried to get out of it. And when they actually showed up to be served, he went, whoa, I wasn't serious. What are you doing here?
Anyway. So,
yeah, well, I hope.
I think it tore this country up based on things that the Democrat apparatus and the people that wanted to, they couldn't accept. They could not accept the fact that Trump was elected.
That's
and they
right.
were doing anything they could.
And I think that's absolutely true.
And there's
the danger. It should not have taken 2 years to get to the bottom of it. Because
I don't think
really,
so either. I don't think so.
I concur with you that if he'd have taken 10 minutes to look at it,
oh,
turned around in a week and said, okay, there's nothing here, forget it.
If he'd said, this is ridiculous.
Which it was. You know, when we go through the whole FISA warrant, it puts such a parlor over the way we run our government. I mean, my God, the FBI, all of these people. And nobody has it. No,
I remember FBI guys. No, the FBI
the
guys
working
below
class,
below
the working
the,
class
the DC.
Yeah.
So that and there's many of them in DC that were infuriated by everything that's going on because of that little inner circle.
That's right. So I'm just hoping that those people are exposed. That we actually come out with something that says these people at the top were wrong. They need to be punished. They need to be kicked out. Spend some time in jail. I mean, their lives need to be destroyed. Just like some of the people that got, I mean, so they got him for tax fraud, and they got him for this, and they got him for that.
They got him.
Having said that, though, it didn't have anything to do with the whole point of where
okay,
we're
now there's one other thing, too, is that at the end of the, after the Mueller investigation came out, what happened on Monday?
Oh.
Aviante? They got him. They got Aviante.
Yeah, they got him.
And
that was good.
And they turned Jesse Smollett loose.
And I only just got to say that.
Okay, because you got 15 seconds.
All right. The proof is the picture that went around yesterday of Mr. and Mrs. Obama and Slomet.
Yeah.
Questions answered. Done.
So you're so fired up here. You must have had a good night's sleep last night.
I did. Sleep Number just always comes through.
You know, Sleep Number here, the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds helps everybody sleep. I don't care if you're a kid or you're a pro athlete. Sleep Number helps. And you know what? You can pick, you know what? In this time of bipartisanship or lack of bipartisanship, when you're with your loved one, you two do not have to agree on what the firmness of the bed is.
There you go.
You can, you know what? You can each have what you want. You can set it the way you want, and you're going to sleep great. Sleep Number, ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And right now, if you run down to the Target Shopping Center and you go in and you see the Sleep Number store and say, Carl, Trish, and Linda sent you, you can get $500 off on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed. But you're only going to find them down at the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back with the Cascade Theater.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure. You're just like everybody else. Pressure.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson's Peak Performance. You're celebrating her 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Nobody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. By the way, that license arrived yesterday, the official. Boom.
Boom. All right. 96.5 FM. There
you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a friend of ours, Clyde's Enterprises. The original is still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, that's 47 years in the business. That's Clyde Pierce. If you've never been down there, you need to do it. Go ahead and talk to Clyde. He'll give you a great deal on anything. He did the surround sound on our house. He fixed, you know, he sold us a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, and I just bought a TV from Clyde one day, had it installed the next day up and running.
Shout out to Clyde. Clyde's Enterprises. Original still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. Hey, if Hillary Rogerson and Rashad Holmes is here, it's got to be music.
It's got to be awesome. It's got to be good and fantastic because that's what we are. That's what we
Boom.
Do.
All right. Mic drop.
Yeah, we're not just talking about, you know, somebody playing chopsticks on the piano either.
No.
We're talking about Shrek the Musical. Okay.
Shrek the Musical.
Tell us about this.
Yeah.
Well, Shrek the Musical is based on the DreamWorks cartoon that came out years and years ago about the ogre who finds himself covered in his swamp, his private swamp that he's made his own, is now covered in fairy tale creatures that have been kicked out of a certain land by a Lord Farquaad who wants nothing but perfection. So in order to get his swamp back, he goes to demand it. In the meantime, Farquaad sees that this guy is dispensable and can go rescue a princess that he needs rescued for himself because Farquaad's not going to do the work himself. So Farquaad hires Shrek to come, makes a deal with him saying, I'll give you your swamp back if you go get me the princess and do all the hard work so I can be king. Shrek doesn't care. On the way, he meets Donkey, played by Mr. Rashad Holmes here.
Donkey, that's a major player in this.
They are so fun, and they have their little whirlwind city adventures as they head to go rescue Princess Fiona, which is played by myself. And she's amazing, actually.
Okay, who's playing Shrek here? Who'd you get to play Shrek?
Matt Goodman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
he's doing fantastic.
I'll say, now, Rashad, I've been called names before, but I've, you know, in the synonym for donkey, I've been called that. usually it's part of a hyphenated name.
Yeah.
But the what's it like? I mean, is everybody in costume, or is it, you know, just kind of like the costume is just like part? You know, like for a donkey, might be big ears, and for Shrek, I don't know how you do that. But
so I'm in a full-out donkey costume. You will be able to see partially my face, but
he's got hooves and
I got
everything.
Hooves, I have ears.
Tail.
I got a tail.
Wow,
I'm working it.
You're working.
And he wears
it.
Full-out costume.
You
right,
can
yeah,
see
cool.
it when Rashad comes in. He's Rashad. He's cool Rashad, and then he puts that donkey costume in, and he becomes a completely different.
Well, but isn't that person. What? But isn't that what theater is?
That's what it's about. Now, bringing a character to.
Well, you know, they say Daniel Day-Lewis used to be the character.
Right, method acting.
I mean, totally. Even when he was getting ready for the character, and he, you know, I think he thanked his wife. Because he played some dastardly character, I think, in Streets of New York. Gangs of New York. And he said, that if it wasn't for my wife, because this guy was coming home every night as, the butcher. And you think to yourself, oh, my God.
Yes, I'm not sure I want anybody.
Well, even if he did do method, he'd be pretty fantastic. If a donkey was going to do method, that'd have nice scary.
It really is. A good guy.
He's
donkey
a really good
has a heart for it. I think Donkey is one of the characters that really ties all of the storylines together and reminds, one, he's the first one to not judge by looking. He's the first one that accepts Shrek for who he is. As in friend, it shows what friendship is, that it's you go through hard things, you go through fun things, but you come together in the end, and you're there even after you fight. It's the story itself. People take for granted that it's a cartoon type show, but it's actually an incredibly heartwarming story about not judging a book by its cover, not
accepting
taking things
people
for granted,
who they are.
Loving who you are as you are, loving others as they are.
It's a great, it's a great parable. It's
it
a great
really
parable.
Is. It is a good story.
Something to bring kids to, but adults can learn a lot from it.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely. And the music is so fun and fantastic. Yeah. You'll hear a lot of new music in this show if you haven't heard it before. There's a lot of really great music in this show and fantastic vocalists. We have some incredible vocalists. Oh, Lord Farquaad is played by Blake Fisher. That character is stinking hilarious. Yeah. He plays the entire show on his knees. He's got special little leg apparatus things that he wears, and he tromps around and dances on his knees the whole time.
Oh, wow.
It's obnoxious and hilarious, and he just kills it.
All right. And when are we looking forward to this?
Oh, man. So our show dates are April 5th through the 7th.
And coming right up.
April 11th through the 14th. And we have a special sign interpreted performance Sunday, April 7th at 4 p.m.
Make sure you talk into that. They can't see. Rashad's looking down to make sure he gets all the right information. But his face moves away from the microphone.
So, yeah, April 5th through the 7th and April 11th through the 14th.
All right.
Our show dates.
You know, this sounds like a lot of fun. And it sounds like, how big is the cast?
Oh, over 20 plus, from age range to 9 to 7, 65.
Yeah. That's
so
great.
We've got a big generational cast.
There's so much talent in this town.
Oh, incredible. In this county, in this area.
This county. You know, you're right, because they come from all over. But
they do.
The amount, I mean, it's not just the numbers. It's the quality of
from
the talent we have in this.
The little bitty kids.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just amazing when you go to these performances that are all over. We're so blessed in this community with all the talent that comes forward.
We feel that way.
You know what? Yeah. I have not been hearing lately?
What's that?
Oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do in Reading.
Well, if you're hearing that,
I have not heard that. I have not heard that in about a year. And I'm thinking, well, it's obvious because finally people have woken. They've been woken. To the fact.
Awakened.
Yeah. The fact that there is a great deal of talent. There are things going on all the time. And this thing, Shrek the Musical, it sounds fantastic.
Do you know, just on that same note, I'm going to just throw out a pitch right here, because it is all over this county. Last night I attended a performance down at the Anderson High School of
James and the Giant
Peach. James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, Lizzie still sent it.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, an incredible young people's performance. You got to see it.
Yeah, you know, Shasta.
Something to do every place, every night.
Shasta High's rolling through, Enterprise rolls, everybody's
right.
rolling
it's
through.
That's incredible.
Here. Well, you know what? This sounds like just a great, great play.
It really
to go
is
to
an
musical.
After for your kids to bring your kids. It really is a family friendly show. And after the matinee performances, you get to take pictures, I believe, with Shrek at Donkey and Fiona afterwards. So,
nice.
And it's free. You just bring your camera, line up, and get to meet them. It's just a really great, fun, wholesome family day out. And it's done really, really well. The
really
costumes
well.
Are fantastic. Eddie Sadler's going to be lighting it, and he always does an incredible job with his lighting over there. So it's going to be top-notch.
Okay, so we're talking April 5th through
April
the 7th.
April 5th is when we open.
Okay, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's only for 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 11th through the 14th. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 days there, or 4 days. 11th, 12th, 13th,
14th. I'll let
14th.
You do math.
Four.
This early
four days
in the
there.
Morning.
Now. Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. Let me get out my calculator. 14. Now, there's going to be matinees.
Yes, and the matinees are actually two different times. The Saturday matinee is 2 p.m., but our Sunday matinees are at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Okay. And then the evening shows are at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, do you take off all the makeup, Rashad, in between the matinee and the evening show, or do you just kind of like kick back?
Depends on how much time I have, but...
How long does it take to... Okay, how long does it take you to put on the makeup?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Shrek?
Pretty intense.
Shrek is a little longer.
Yeah.
He's got a little prosthetic going on.
And it all takes place at the beautiful Cascade Theater, which is another incredible sound, and it's just the best.
And I want to let people know to just make sure they get their tickets from cascadetheater.org or the box office.
There have been some
official
sites.
The official site.
Some fishing sites. Always be sure to
you know,
that
happens here. It happens at the Civic, too. And you end up getting a ticket that's a $40 ticket, and you end up paying like $80 or $90 for it.
That's what happens.
And it's legal.
Because they pay the
opened
Cascade
Theater.
It's silly.
Okay.
So make sure to go to the Cascade Theater website for sure.
Shrek the Musical at the Cascade. Do you have like a different voice in this at all?
Oh my gosh!
Let's hear.
Oh my gosh!
I want to hear a little
voice.
Bit. I want to hear the donkey voice.
It might blow your levels here.
Okay, well back up just a little.
Get ready. Here it comes. Back up a little bit.
Watch where you're going, Mary Poppins.
Watch where you're going, Mary Poppins.
Okay. Yes.
I think this is going to be a fun time.
It'll be so fun. It really is. Like when we did the rehearsals this last week, we felt like we could put this show on in our jeans and t-shirts and people would still want to pay money to see what's happening. It's so funny. Yes. Okay. And then it's so sweet. It's just got so many good, you see this journey that Shrek goes, that every character goes through of just discovering who they are and what they know and believe. And it's done in a hilarious way. And we have to work really hard not to make each other laugh on stage.
Well, it's a show for all ages. And ages. Even those of us who don't have any little people we can bring with us, we
absolutely
can come in.
Totally. Please do. You will have a blast.
You'll probably get it even more than anyone else.
Yeah. Shrek the Musical.
Good stuff.
It opens April 5th through the 7th and then April 11th through the 14th. Matinees on Saturdays are at 2 p.m. On Sundays at 4 p.m. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks
and break a leg out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back right after these messages. This is Carl Ott and Trish Clark. It's 48 degrees out there, 7:30 in the morning. It looks like it's going to be,
well,
this is strange.
Right now.
But my my little weather thing that's always right shows me sun. So I'm not sure where
wrong,
it's looking.
Wrong, because that's wet coming down.
We'll be
there.
Right back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Old
tight where the leather fits. Watch out when he starts to twist. What the daddy used to tell him, boy, how to ride them bulls.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business for, gosh, 25 years, been voted best in the North State. Any type of heating and cooling systems, this is the people that work on ours, is Alliance Heating and Air. It's a better-known business, so give them a call, 221-2642. Learn more on their website, homecomfort.org, but they get the job done. They get it done quickly, professionally, and fairly. You know, they don't price, you know, their work is not, they don't price themselves into like the top stratosphere. They give you a fair price and great work. Alliance Heating and Air. Excuse me. And with that in mind, we have for 10 years, I've been wanting to have a technician. A auto technician show. Somebody that we can come in and talk to on a monthly basis. Really, I like to talk to them on a weekly basis, but a monthly basis that can actually talk to people about their cars, especially in today's cars when things have changed so dramatically from the day that you could reach in.
Change your own oil, check your oil.
You could actually find your battery.
Oh, yeah.
You can see your battery when you open up.
I mean, you could open the hood and see an air filter and know exactly what it was.
Absolutely.
Now they're hidden.
So, days gone by.
So we're here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive, and you're down in Anderson, right?
No, sir.
You're on 275.
Yeah, we're on the south end of West Side Road.
Okay.
5756 West Side.
Okay. And, Tim, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk about Tim for a little bit.
So, okay.
Tell us about you. Born and raised here, or did you come
here? Oh, born and raised, Shasta County resident. Very proud of it. I am actually a second-generation business owner. My dad, back in the 60s and early 70s, had the Ginsler Lee Diamond Store here in Reading.
The what?
Ginsler Lee Diamond Store.
Diamond Store.
Yeah, diamond and jewelry store. My dad was a watchmaker by trade, and he was so frustrated with me because I wouldn't go into that trade. But this was before ADD was diagnosed, and I could sit down at his watchmaker's bench and take a watch apart, get it in a cleaning machine, and kind of get it back together, but it didn't work. So Dad always took care of my mistake.
Dad, there seems to be four things here, a spring and a couple of these little wheels. What's going on?
And I've got this left. It's all back together.
You know, it's amazing. And, you know, back to my dad. I came across to his journeyman certificate after he completed his apprenticeship program after the war in 1949. Mm-hmm. Went to work for the Union Southern Pacific Railroad as a watch inspector. And so mechanical gear springs, it's in the blood. It's in the blood. And, you know, we continue
the mechanical ability.
Absolutely.
You know, the ability to look at something and be able to see how it works. It's just watches wasn't your thing, though.
You know, it started out with tractors and equipment and then just kind of moved into where we are today. And, you know, I've been in this industry for 41 years.
Wow.
And I recently posted, you know, 41 years ago, someone gave me a chance and believed in me. And it's took off like a wildfire. And, you know, look where we are now. We, you know, our business is in our second generation. My son, Cody, is taking our business to levels that I never even thought possible. And
adding a little technology and a little
ability to get that word out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Okay, you've been in the business now 41 years, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Advanced Automotive is just a great place. I have very close friends that you have taken care of them. And one day you heard, because I ran it through the dealership because it was a dealership type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after I walked out of there, having been beaten up, and they mentioned what it was to you. And Tim goes, wow, tell them to bring it in here. He says, it's going to be a lot less than that. And so when you hear something like that and they swear by you and other people swear by you, mm-hmm. you realize that you've got somebody here that is it's like when you find the auto technician you don't want to let them go. And it just is because once you trust somebody with your car, which you spend so much time in and does so much, and I've kind of gotten off the subject, but it's once you find somebody you trust. I mean, it's like doctors. It's somebody that is going to take care of probably the second biggest purchase you made.
Oh, you know, you're spot on with that. And, you know, you mentioned the word trust, and that is huge because our industry with technology today, as you alluded to, it is so amazing. I mean, I am excited about the future of my industry, but back in the day, there was plugs, points, condenser, cap, rotor wires, carburetor kit, and a tune-up was done. And, oh, my gosh, you know, the distributor's been gone for years. Carburetors have been gone for years.
There's no distributor?
No. Yeah, no. We have a service advisor that distributes work to the technicians. That's the only distributor in our business.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Liz, this is, like you said, 41 years. So you could go in with that small amount of equipment there or parts.
Yes.
And do a complete tune-up.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you have a light. Did you have a timing light?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the timing light?
I know how to do a timing light. Hey, I can do my own car. I can do everything you said on a regular car. I can do that.
But
I can't even find those parts now.
Do they sell those parts anymore?
Yeah, usually, you know, some of the parts houses may have one or two pieces in stock, but a lot of them are a day away, you know.
Yeah.
But it's
so what year would you say that people – what was the last year that people could, like – you know, we used to use the term the shade tree mechanic. Somebody, you know, some kid working on his car, you know, or guys that grew up like that. What's the last car you could – or year?
You know, I'm going to use a common year in the industry, and that's 1996. All right? In 1996, what happened is – OBD2 or onboard diagnostics second generation came in, and you've seen these things advertised on TV that you can plug into this connector and it tells you what's wrong with your car.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, that can be your best friend or your worst enemy. We have a lot of vehicles come in that people have used a code reader to get a code. They'll run down to the parts house, put this part on there, spend the money, and it's still the same issue. So that's just part of what we do. But as far as tools and equipment anymore, technicians very easily have $70,000, $120,000 invested in their hand tools and diagnostic equipment.
It's all computer.
It's all computer.
Is it all computer now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely boils down to the very basics of electricity. We're dealing in milliamps, millivolts, frequency meters, voltage drops. It just goes on and on. And a lot of times a code that will say this component is bad, you know, it's going to say this circuit is bad. The component itself rarely is faulty. I'd say probably 75% of the time is what we call a pin fit or a wiring issue. And it can go back to something as simple as a dirty battery cable.
Wow.
So as much as technology advances, the very basics still need to be covered.
Okay. You know what? We're here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive, and he's been in the business 41 years. And you gave me an answer of some, you know, that I've been – that I wondered about. When was the last time – really, that the guys could really work on their cars? And he said 1996. From then on, it really got into the computers that would do a lot of the diagnostic. But after it's diagnosed, though, now you've got to get in and fix it.
Yeah, and I really wish engineers and designers would have to work on the product that they're putting out to the general motoring
exactly.
public.
Oh,
yeah. Holy catso. It's unbelievable access or lack of access to some of the most simple components. But then again,
it's kind of like a movie theater. You pay to get in for the movie, and you know it's a good deal. But man, they clobber you on the popcorn, and it's when you bring it back in there. But I actually saw. I mean, you couldn't see a battery. They've got the battery covered up.
Oh yeah.
You could. I mean, how do you? You know, now it's like you almost have to put it up on a lift or something to try to get to the battery, or you have to unscrew things to get to the battery.
Yeah, absolutely right. Some vehicles, batteries are tucked in front of or behind the front tire. Access panels have to be removed. Some batteries are in the trunk. Some batteries are below the rear seat.
I was on a trip with my motorhome, and I had to find, my son said, I have some problems with water. He said, air filter, check the air filter.
Mm-hmm.
I open up the hood of my motorhome. I had to take a picture. Okay, so tell me where the hell the motor is.
Yeah.
Because it was square.
Sure.
What? I'm looking for an air filter.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking for the old round filter. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
We're here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. We got another segment with him. We want to talk about things that are going on in today's industry and what people can do to help take care of their cars. This portion of the show, though, I want to remind everybody that Reading Regional Chapter's 25th Anniversary Banquet for Safari Club International is racing toward us on April 27th at the Wind River Event Center. If you've never been to one of these, I totally, totally urge you to go. First of all, most of the money stays right here because it's a chapter, so some goes away. But it does things for the habitat. They provide scholarships to worthy individuals, $1,000 scholarships so they can go to school. They have probably one of the finest selections of firearms you're going to see for the raffles and the drawings. Super dinner, trips, rafting trips. Mule deer, wild boar hunts, youth and ladies hunts, goose and pheasant trips. It just goes on and on and on. So give Larry a call at 474-5075, or you can just download it at scireading.org, and it's got an RSVP for the banquet. You can sign up and you can buy your tickets. Or if you want to buy a table for like $800, I think it's a table is $800, but that includes 8 dinner tickets and $800 drawing tickets. You know, you get to throw in the raffle thing. And if you sponsor a table, you're in a special group for a gun. And there's only like, you know, your odds get just better and better and better all the time. Reading Regional Chapter's 25th Anniversary of the Safari Club International. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Tim Morlock. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, it is 7:51 in the morning. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. And Tim, you know, we've only got a couple minutes left. You're about 8 minutes left. What can people do to take care of their – what would you recommend that people do to take care of their autos?
Listen to their automobile. Be aware of what's going on. The car will tell you when something's not right. If you're going down the road and you hear an odd noise, something that you didn't notice before, make a mental note of it. Get it into your repair shop, and we have a plethora of great repair shops in our area. I mean, there is some really good guys out here. The more information that you can take into the shop and tell the service advisor, the quicker and more efficiently your vehicle is going to be repaired. There's the very basics anymore. Good fuel, good oil, good quality oil filters. Maintenance is the key.
How often? You know, because now you see,
how many miles?
You can go. Oh, God,
yes,
you can go.
Absolutely. I'm very glad you brought that up. 2 years ago, the Bureau of Automotive Repair came out and said, listen, things have changed from the old standard, 3 months, 3,000 miles. That's out the window. And in fact, if the repair shop recommends that, they're actually in violation. Okay. What they want us to do as professionals in the industry is educate the consumer. It's so important that, that your repair shop, your service advisor educate you, because that's the key to everything. But what they want us to do is follow the manufacturer's guidelines. Most of them are anywhere from 5,000 miles to 10,000 miles on an oil change. The change in filtering technology and the quality of lubricants is unbelievable. I don't know if you remember the old Sequoia motor oil that came in the cardboard quart can that you had to take a church key and open.
Oh, yeah, that's in the old days.
You'd pour it out, you know, and it just globbed out, and it was ugly green. Exactly. But now anymore, the advent of even the petroleum-based oils are phenomenal, name-brand oils, the synthetic blends, and the straight synthetics. Stay with the maintenance. I really highly recommend when you buy your fuel, look for a little sticker on the fuel pump or out on the sign that says top tier fuel. Okay, there's many stations, many brands out there that do that. Mm-hmm. That's a very clean, advanced technology fuel. And a lot of the problems that we come in with what we'll call drivability and performance issues are a lot of times lack of maintenance. and a lot of times can go back to carbon buildup, sludge buildup. Tolerances on the engine clearances anymore are so minute and fractional, it's unbelievable. So it takes a good quality lubricant, good quality filter to take care of this.
So if I come in and say, you know, it's making kind of a sound when I do this, does that help?
That helps, absolutely. And what we like to do, if a consumer comes in with a noise, mm-hmm. we like to have either our quality assurance inspector or our pre-drive inspector, or maybe even the advisor, go for a ride with the customer to duplicate the noise. Because you would not believe how many times the wrong noise gets fixed. You know?
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know.
When you take your vehicle into a repair shop, look at it. Look at the existing conditions. Look at it like a yardstick, 0 to 36 inches. You have driven that vehicle that full 36 inches. Mm-hmm. When you take it into a repair shop, of course, time is usually an issue. The technician, the shop, usually gets to see that vehicle for about an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
All right. So we very, very, very much rely on good information from the customer. And what our service advisors are trained is, you know what? You have two ears and one mouth. Use them in that proportion. Listen to what the customer's saying. Listen to what the vehicle is saying. And if time permits, absolutely, let's duplicate it.
You know, it's funny. My wife's car, I love that. It's a 30. You have that car for 36 inches. We have it for an eighth of an inch. With my wife's car, they had it for, you know, they had it for 4 inches. You know, because they just kept going back in.
Well,
we no longer have that car.
Okay.
Trust me. Gosh, Tim. Okay. So maintenance of your car.
Absolutely.
Pay attention to something that's different, mm-hmm. and try to. And so if it's different, it may be worth it. Right then, even though the car is driving okay, hey, Tim or Cody. It's doing this now. You didn't used to do it before. Is that like a preemptive strike that you can bring it in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What we like to do with our customers and our clients, we like to see the vehicles, depending on miles driven, you know, at least once a year.
Okay.
You know, every 6 months is great, before a trip or after a trip, because the last thing that we ever want to have happen and be responsible for is a family vacation interrupted or worse.
Uh-huh.
You know, a repair shop's liability and exposure in today's society, just on the legal side, it's staggering. It's absolutely staggering.
Wow.
What we take on as our responsibility. Then there's the family side of it. I mean, holy cats-o. My wife and I, we travel a lot, we vacation a lot, and sometimes, you know, we're 3 or 4 hours away from seeing another vehicle, and we're pulling a big travel trailer. And last thing that I want to do is have a vehicle problem out in the middle of nowhere.
There you go.
You know, even with my training, I'm stuck.
Because you don't have all the diagnostic stuff and all the...
Oh, yeah. The okay. truth.
Okay.
So let's go back to what you said in the first little bit of the conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
Trust.
Okay.
That's for... I'm a woman. I have 3 vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit about cars. I got some background. However, I need to be able to – I'm in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be able to trust what the guy's telling me that is wrong with that vehicle. How can we tell?
How can you tell?
You got 1 minute to tell
okay.
us this.
All right. First of all, in our business, in our shop, we have customers, but we call them trustomers because they trust us.
We have that here.
But okay. But how can you tell? Watch their body language. Are they looking at you in the eye? Are they listening to you? Are they not interrupting your communication cycle with them? You know, are they interested? You know, if they show interest in you and genuine concern, boy, you're probably going to be just fine. If you have any question, call back to your hometown. Talk to your local mechanic.
I was going to ask
and that. I do that. I cannot tell you. This is what they're telling me.
Okay.
Hey,
absolutely.
Tim, can you talk to this guy? And then let the guy talk to Tim and tell him that your microphone is gone.
Exactly.
You know,
I've
we do good. That quite often. And again, it's taking our time to assure that our customer is being treated right.
Yeah.
Okay, we have got a break here. This has been just fascinating. You know what? Finding the right place, and I have found the right place now with Advanced Automotive. I have a 2006 F-150 that runs great. It's got over 100,000 miles on it, so I need to bring it down to Tim and Cody and the gang down there. Take a look at it. What do I need to make sure I can do another 100,000 in this? So tell us where you are.
Okay, we are located at 5756 West Side Road, south end of West Side Road, near the intersection of Highway 273 and South Bonneview. Now, for the old-timers, one block north of the Oak Grove Club.
Okay.
There you go.
Gotta run. Chief Mike Johnson from Anderson will be with us right after this.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A furious Adam Schiff responding to Republican calls for him to step down as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
In a 9-minute monologue, an angry Schiff responded with a laundry list of concerns about activities of the Trump campaign and administration, including security advisor designate Michael Flynn's dealings with Russia.
You might say that's all okay. You might say that's just what you need to do to win. But I don't think it's okay. I think it's immoral. I think it's unethical. I think it's unpatriotic. And yes, I think it's corrupt.
Republicans called on Schiff to step down as chairman, given his repeated allegations of collusion, which they said have been disproven by the Mueller report.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump wants an investigation of those who initiated the Russia probe.
President Trump, who has a re-election rally tonight in Michigan, says he's glad to focus on his agenda with the special counsel investigation now over.
It was a cloud.
On Fox News Channel's Hannity show, the president called for an investigation into some of the investigators and Democrats behind a secret dossier that became part of the probe.
If we had done this to President Obama, you'd have 100 people in jail right now, and it would be treason.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And the president raising the possibility of closing the southern border, writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump complains that Mexico is doing nothing to help stop the flow of illegal immigrants to our country. He also criticizes Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The president adds the Dems don't care, such bad laws. President Trump says the FBI will review the Jesse Smollett case, which Mr. Trump calls an outrage and a national embarrassment. U.S. economic growth slowed sharply in the fourth quarter, falling to an annual rate of just 2.2%. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Israel confirms it carried out an airstrike last night in northern Syria. We got the latest from the media line's Lawrence Rifkin.
The Assad regime has blamed Israel for what Syrian state media claim was an air attack on an industrial zone overnight between Wednesday and Thursday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the country's ongoing civil war, says Israeli fighter jets hit what it called ammunition stores belonging to Iranian forces, adding that at least seven fighters linked to Iran were killed. It would mark a rare Israeli strike in Syria since Russia delivered the advanced S-300 missile defense system to Damascus last October. Prior to that, Israel struck hundreds of Iranian military sites and installations in the country, including the base said to have been hit again. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's opening day for Major League Baseball with a few twists.
Major League Baseball has seen a shift in recent years, with advanced analytics and bold strategies now ruling the game.
But with all 30 teams set to play on opening day across North America, there's an easy way to tell the sport has entered a new era. Look at the rosters, and there's not a single active player left from the 20th century. With Adrian Beltre's retirement and Bartolo Colon's absence, everyone who played in the 1900s is now gone from the game. The other things diminishing noticeably are complete games and shutouts. Keith Peters reporting.
Icelandic budget airline WOW Air suddenly ceased operations earlier today, stranding passengers across two continents. The airline telling passengers no more flights, advising them to check flights with other airlines for ways to reach their destinations. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning, everybody. Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday morning.
It's Thursday. It's Trish, my Trish girl here.
And it's 47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for rain, south wind about 7 miles an hour. Thunderstorms, high of 56 today, and a low of about 56 this evening. So we're just going to stay around 56, 44. On Friday, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 63. Friday night, a low around 44. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 71, partly cloudy with a low around 47. So we're going to have a little bit of break in the weather, a slight chance of showers on Sunday. And then Monday, rain likely again, going to stick in high 71 on Monday, 68 and a low of 51. So we're going to have some more rain, but going to have a little bit of break in between, and that's always good. We'll get a little chance to dry out, see some sunshine. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Cool. In the never-ending quest for information and letting everybody know what's going on. And you know what?
And get the real facts.
You know what? Here's the thing is, I'm not telling you what to think, people. I think everybody understands that. I have guests on for an hour. I don't have them in here for a soundbite of 30 seconds. I don't have them somebody writing an article that may or may not capture what's happening. Linda and I, you know, when we started this, we want to have the community on, the players in the community. We want to have people on like the Cascade Theater. We want to have people on like Tim Morlock and Advanced Automotive, talking about businesses and things that and the theater and arts in our community. The other thing, though, is when something comes up that will have an impact in our community, we want to have the players in here that made the decision, either voted for it or opposed it. And then have people from the community that it impacts on come in here and talk about it for a whole hour so that people can ask questions and they can get in the chat room. If they don't want to call, well, we do want you to call. But if they don't want to call, they can come in the chat room and ask questions. We try to come up with questions to try and get the whole story out without jumping on anything. It doesn't mean that we can't ask the questions until we get the answers.
There you go.
And so there's been something that happened the other day, which I found really interesting. And so we have Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson in here. First of all, good morning there.
Good morning. Hey. Thanks for having me.
And I just wanted to tell you thank you for the great job you're doing down in Anderson with all you and all your people down there.
Yeah, thank you. It's going well. Got a bunch of aggressive young officers that like to work.
I saw where one of them won. I'm not sure I'd want to win this award. Is the one from the association for getting shot in the chest?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I'm not sure I want that award.
I don't think any of us want to win that award, but we're very happy with the outcome and the job he did, and
wearing that vest.
The fact that he came away relatively unscathed.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, explain what that was.
Yeah, it's Officer Tyler Finch, and last year in March, he was shot point blank range in the chest twice. With a 9mm and returned fire, and him and the other two officers there ended up walking away from that without really any damage. He survived that because of his vest that he was wearing, and the bullets went right through the vest but didn't penetrate his chest. I mean, they literally fell out of the vest as we took the vest off him. And
whoa.
Then 1 year later, Officer Finch is pursuing a suspect. Redding started a pursuit. We joined in the pursuit. It went into Anderson and took off foot pursuit of the suspect into the gully, and he deployed his dog, Officer Finch did, and his dog took a round through the ear and got that suspect in custody too. So two pretty major things for one guy in one small little department, but
right.
both very good outcomes because, you know, all of us up here work together, train together, and take our job seriously, so it came out good.
So, you know, here's what I talk to people about, this much money and this much money. And I just have to, you know, having stacked outside and gone in through doors, I usually tried to stack behind this really big guy, though. You know, so we went in. But when you stack and you go in, when people talk about pay, there's no amount of pay that does that. That's something. It's a calling. It's something. It's this brotherhood that you trust everybody around you. But somebody has to do it, and you want the best and the brightest there on the front lines, standing on the wall. You want them to be fierce. You want them to be tough. And they may not meet your standards of polite, you know, conversation, though most of the young men and women now do. But you need that kind that takes two shots to the chest and still returns fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen it in the Marine Corps so many times.
It's funny.
Except we wear a ceramic plate.
Right.
So,
you know, it's funny. One of those concepts that you're talking about is not many people want a cop, but when you do have to call a cop, you want the biggest, baddest cop to show up.
You want somebody.
Help you out.
Yeah. You know what? You want him to be carrying not just a 9 or a 40. You'd like him to be able to be big enough to carry a 50 caliber and, you know, and use it. So I would just like to say is that probably that y'all hear it a lot, but from everybody here at KCNR that and all of our staff and all the people, we know how much we appreciate our law enforcement.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate that. Yeah, you know, the men and women out on the street doing the job suffer a lot of scrutiny and second guessing and a lot of criticism at times, and they don't always hear that support. So it's good to hear people recognize them and appreciate that. And certainly we don't do it for that reason, but it is nice to know. And the North State's a great place to be, especially if you're an officer, because we have a little bit more of appreciation for our law enforcement and public safety here.
Yeah.
I think so. I think the community as a whole really appreciates the cooperation that goes on between all the agencies.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
The county,
yeah.
And you don't get that every place.
Yeah, and I told you that before, Trish. I've been a couple different counties as a law enforcement officer, and I could tell you it's not the same.
No, it isn't. Yeah. We really appreciate that. We especially appreciate the city of Anderson and what the police department down
there. Thank you. You know, we want to talk about that. We're going to take an early break, Sue. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're in there and Trish and Linda are in there, do not get in front of certain of the display cases because they will elbow you out of the way. Because
hey, we girls agree that you just cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop. No, they are really great people. Only full service jewelry store here in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 8:12 in the morning, we've got Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson with us. We want to come back and talk Navigation Center. It's in the news. It's people are talking about, but what exactly is it? And
the true story of what Chief Michael Johnson really wants the community to hear.
Yeah, and you know, because as you know, he was unable to speak in front of the Board of Supervisors, and we want to talk a little bit about that too. We'll be right back.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more.
They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark's people, bonded, insured, trained well, they're there to help you. And she's going to make sure that her schedules work for you, not your schedule for her. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Trish Clark and I here today. It is 8:17 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. Even though my weather thing here, my little weather display says it's sunshiny.
Not so much.
In fact, we had some tree guys coming here from NorCal Forestry, and they said, we're going to pull back today. Because it's wet and it's slippery up there and all that. Yeah. So I don't blame them, but suck it.
Yeah.
And we're here with Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. First of all, before we get back into what's going on around here, I want to thank you for your son. His son's a United States Marine.
Correct.
He's a NCO, a non-commissioned officer in the Marines, and loves it.
And he does love it, yes.
So
that's, and I love that he's there right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what we had was, believe it or not, when we were in Desert Storm, but then even in Iraq, when we were having over 100 incidents a day and our boys were in firefights a lot, it was still safer for them to be in Iraq in an infantry unit that was out on the roads. It was safer for them statistically.
Than to be
much,
in police
much,
officer in
much
the United
safer
States.
For them to be out on the roads than it was to walk down a street in Chicago, Philadelphia, or a couple other places in this town.
Pretty sad.
And this work. Yeah, it is. And if you were between the age of 18 and 24, your life expectancy was a lot higher in Iraq in gunfights there than walking down a street in some of our cities, which kind of leads to our, you know, policemen and all these things.
Okay, so let's talk about the issue before us. You went before the Board of Supervisors.
I did.
And you wanted to talk about something, and you'd actually been invited, I believe.
Well, here's what happened is okay. The Navigation Center was proposed. This was back in early March at the Board of Supervisors, and I spoke out in opposition of it is what happened in public comment. And then I went back a week later because as a guy that spoke out against something and a naysayer, I don't just want to be, you know, a complainer. I want to be part of a solution or at least propose options. And so I went back a week later and asked the Board of Supervisors if I could present on April 23rd when it was due to come back on the agenda and present options to them of a model that I had kind of put together conceptually and just so the community could consider other things that and other options. And so they voted to put me on the agenda at that point. And then a couple weeks later, I was taken off the agenda, and now I'm back on the agenda. So that's a good thing, and I hope to get this information out to the community and let the community weigh in on what's best.
Okay, so let's just do the facts. So Dr. Deckard? Who is the one? Not Dr. Deckard. Somebody has proposed the Navigation Center.
Donnell Ewart from Shasta County Health and Human Services. He has that up. Donnell's got a whole bunch of a number of departments working for him, and he's got the mental health. He's got a lot of these. That he's got a lot of marbles.
He oversees basically the social services for the county.
Okay, so he has proposed this Navigation Center.
Correct.
Explain to us what that is.
Well, I could tell you. I could just tell you what the proposal he gave was. A Navigation Center, and basically the operational model that he proposed was a homeless shelter, and it's I call it a super shelter because it's pretty big. It was proposed as to be about 90 beds or so, or 70 or 90 beds, and it with basically no rules, just open door, house anybody.
It's commonly known as low barrier shelters.
Correct. They do call it that. And
which means is that you can come, you know.
You come in and in the proposal I heard that they wanted to build out a, basically a animal shelter to take care of their animals. They wanted to provide laundry service. They wanted to give them lockers.
Showers
and you can come in under the influence. It didn't matter. There was no parameters and no rules. And I am still 100% against that operational concept. Now, the misconception that has gone from me speaking out against that is that I'm against the Navigation Center, and that, in fact, is not true.
Well, tell us why you're against that.
Well, because there's no accountability and there's no, something for nothing model doesn't work anywhere. And if you ask any businessman or look at any business model, you give something and expect nothing in return, it'll fail every time. And you can apply that same concept to any living organism across the gamut from, you know, bacteria to reptiles to mammals to birds to aquatic life. If you create a certain environment, whatever environment you've created for that species that best suits that species to survive will thrive. And it's the same concept. If we're going to create a atmosphere where we're not expecting anything in return and we're just giving and enabling, things are going to get worse.
And just let me point out that we've talked about this for years. If we continue to give them more service without expecting any change in their behavior, it goes through the pipeline, and all you do is get a whole bunch more people into Shasta County for free stuff without solving any of the problems that go along with those people.
But I thought that this, because it's called the Navigation Center, as people that come in there, they're immediately approached by different agencies trying to help them. To get off the drugs, get off the alcohol, and this was getting them in, if they can get them in there so that then they can work on them.
Well, and that part of the Navigation Center is the good part, Carl, that I'm not against the concept of the Navigation Center. In fact, a Navigation Center with all those services under one roof and to be able to set up a good case management program for somebody to get some help is a great idea. It's just we need to take the emotions out of it and think emotionally and think more business here. We want people. We want to help people. Everybody wants the same thing. We want the people that need help to get the help they need. We want them to have a life-changing experience through the services we offer. But those people have to participate in that and have to be
accountable
for that. And there has to be markers along the way for success. And if they're not going to participate in that, then we need to not give them those services and cut off that free flow of.
Okay, because I'm not that, you know, I'm familiar with the idea, you know, of the term navigation center and low barrier and all this. And so you're saying this, if people come in there, how long can they stay?
By the proposed model or my model?
No, proposed model. I
think it was 90 to 120 days or something.
Okay, and during that time period, if they don't want to participate, can they still stay there?
The way I understood it, yes.
Okay, so then you've got a place to stay. Let's just say for 90 days. You don't have to participate in the model, and you're just there. You're being fed, and you know, you charge up your cell phones and all these things. And there's nothing that says that you have to –
Stop drinking, get off drugs, participate, take any program.
So you could leave, go back out, shoot up drugs, drink, come back in, and be able to sleep, eat, and all that there. So it's just kind of a flop house.
That's the way I understood it.
Okay. So that is a model that they use in Salt Lake City.
San Francisco.
It's been a terrible failure.
There's a number of, you can look up navigation centers and do your own research on them. And the thing that I have noticed about it when I've done that is and again, it's not the idea of the navigation center. It's operationally how they're being run. So you can look up that and you'll see that it's not reducing their homeless populations. It's, in fact, they're either staying the same or increasing. And that, to me, that's the bottom line.
That's not what we want.
I have a comment here in the chat room. Mental health counselor here. Navigation center, as it is being presented, is really a bad idea. There's a psychological term in psychotherapy known as learned helplessness, and it needs to be dealt with within the homeless population before building more and more facilities for the sake of having duplicate/ less than services that already exist. The model at Good News Rescue Mission, which is a service I've referred several homeless clients to, works very well.
That's right.
The only difference is the individual's desire of readiness or readiness to change. I'm backing the Anderson police chief.
That is very intelligent thoughts right there. And I 100% agree. We have a rescue mission, a Good News Rescue Mission run by Jonathan Anderson, and it is run fabulous. And it is accountability based. And the number one reason that we hear from homeless people and transients on the street, why they don't go there is because there's too many rules. And that right there tells you that
it's working.
It's a choice that people are not wanting to go. And do you know how many times Jonathan Anderson's shelter has been full and turned away people? The answer is zero.
That's what I've
heard. Since he's open, zero. He has never been full.
They will find, you know, and people don't realize that you don't have to, for 30 days, you know, if you don't want to participate in any of the Christian teachings or anything like that, you don't have to.
You don't have to. And in fact, Carl, I asked him about that because that's one of the arguments I've heard, too, is that it's a religious-based sector and they can't do it.
Like that would hurt them if they prayed. It's well, like chicken soup.
Not
it's not going to hurt them.
But
he doesn't.
That's
the only point, the only program that he requires a religious commitment out of them is if it's a drug program. And so what I'm proposing
now stop right here, because we're going to have to take a break. I want to take an early break again, Sue, and so we can get into your proposal.
Okay.
And for the person that wrote that says that he or she wants to contact you, how can they contact you?
They can contact me via email or cell phone. Actually, I'll have you return my cell phone number to that person, then call me directly.
I can't because they're so how about if we just give them a
how about email?
Email.
Johnson, Johnson, at ci.anderson.ca.us. If you just send me an email and a phone number even to recontact you, I'll usually just call you back.
It says Johnson
at ci.
Wait a minute. My fingers got away from me there. At ci.anderson.ca.us. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is the person that has the answers. give her a call, 221-0441. Handles our insurance. Never have a problem. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson.
And watch the planes take off. We thought we had all night. There's no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
When we catch a criminal, nothing we can do but play cops.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:33 in the morning. 47 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be raining most of the day. It's raining right now again. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business that gives the best haircuts in the world. It's man's last stronghold. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478, 244-9478 for appointments. Trish Clark and I are here with Chief Mike Johnson of Anderson, and we've talked about the concept as he understands it on the navigation center that's being proposed, and he has his own thoughts on what should happen there. Let's go to the phones first. Kay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering,
I was very much impressed by the former officer that came up from Texas and talked about the
San Antonio model.
Yeah, I thought that sounded good, and I think that maybe what we could do is, you know, if we had a good model like that one, and then made it according to what we need. I mean, we don't have to do it exactly the way they did it necessarily.
And Kay's talking about the San Antonio model. I had both of them on here, in fact, the Salt Lake City model and the San Antonio model. And the San Antonio model is you come in, you want to be helped, we're going to help you. We're going to help you a lot. You don't want to be helped, you're out the door.
Well, usually it was the police bringing them in because they were arrested because they were drunk or something.
Yeah, but I think it also, though, was, you know, voluntarily they would walk in there, too.
So, well, a lot of times I think people who are homeless do contact the police.
Well, Kay, one of the things you said is exactly right, is, you know, we don't have to run it exactly the way they did maybe in Texas. And a lot of California laws would prohibit some of those things.
Exactly.
And that's the whole point that I'm trying to reach out to the community about is, you know, we're smart enough as a community and the people in the community to come up with something that moves us towards a solution, not away from the solution. And that's what we need to do. We need to be creative and bold enough to implement something new and something innovative that potentially will work, not a failing model that we know is going to make things worse.
Right, and you kind of almost need tough love involved.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what we were talking about when we say accountability. People have to be part of their own solution. We can't just the housing first model does not work. You cannot just give them a house and give them stuff and expect people to change. It has to be a process, and they have to participate.
Okay. Okay, Kay, thanks a lot.
Okay,
so tell us what your plan is, Mike.
So, you know, you constantly
Terry, I'll get to you in a second.
You constantly hear that law enforcement can't solve this on their own. Well, my opinion is social services can't solve this problem alone either. There needs to be a marriage between the two, if you will, between social services and law enforcement. And the model I'm going to propose is just that, where there is we call it a transitional rehabilitation center next to the navigation center, and one's a detention facility and one's a navigation center, and there is a element of responsibility and accountability that hangs over your head when you enter either as a walk-in or law enforcement brings you in, and there is a collaboration that goes on with an assessment panel of people and case management and accountability. And so as people transition under what I'm going to propose is they can't stay for 90 to 120 days. They could stay for 30 days at the most while they get their case management plan together, while they get their services together, and then they're directed to whatever other resource they need. I think Jonathan Anderson needs to be a big partner in this navigation center, and he's even agreed that he has the footprint and would build out for more beds in a secular model so they can refer people once they're being successful in a program over to his facility, and he can house them for a little bit longer. And the ultimate goal at the end is the person, we can help this person get their life back together, be productive, and get into housing and quit being a drain on our resources. The key here is the accountability piece, that people are going to be held to answer to what they want or what they're getting.
Can they be they have to be clean to be there, though, right?
Yeah.
Or not?
So
in the process of getting clean, at least.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, when they walk in there and say, I want to change my life, they could be high on drugs, right?
Okay. So let's say in that situation under this model, they could be a walk-in. And if they walk in under the navigation side and not coming through the rehabilitation center side, law enforcement side, then yes, they can still get the services they need and they could still be taken care of. They'd have to sober up first, and where that would be, the sobering center would be moved in the navigation center area. But the key is they too would have to go under contract of a case management plan and have to meet those markers of success along the way to keep getting their services. And this is done through an assessment panel with, you know, comprised of 50% of social services, 50% of law enforcement. There's a homeless management information system that tracks people There is, on the law enforcement side, we have computer-aided dispatching, which we record and track people. There's got to be sharing of the information between those two entities. It's on-site court, where we will arraign them on-site and have their cases suspended while they get services. If they fail, they'll go back into the detention facility and do their time. Simple as that.
So you're saying that you take them, that you arrest them first, then they move into it?
In some cases, yes. And so if you're coming in on the law enforcement side on the transitional rehabilitation facility, it would come in under arrest. So I may arrest you and book you in there, and you would be arraigned, and if you would get options. And if you want services, we can direct you over to the navigation center side and suspend your case while you go through your programs. But if you fail in your programs, you're going to come right back to the court proceeding that we suspended, and then you will do your time for not doing your part.
Okay. For whatever crime you've committed while in that.
So the bottom line is there's accountability for you to follow through.
Okay, and I hate to throw the skunk on the table here, but there is no accountability because of the way the system is set up right now.
Correct.
Through our California laws and all this in space. You arrest somebody, you know, for like the fifth time for doing something. And you're talking about it could be anything from petty theft to just public intoxication.
Correct. And that is the key.
But they also, I think they all know that nothing's going to happen to them. They get a ticket and they don't show up. They're not going to go to jail.
Well, Carl, this side that I told you about, the detention facility is a 60-bed facility for low-level misdemeanors.
Okay, so I got it.
We will hold you and not release you, and that'll take pressure off of the jail as well.
Okay.
Because this is going to be a low-level misdemeanor.
So this is going to be, this would be for the ones that, are not your, physical thugs and like this. This is the ones, and so you can hold up to 60 of them. So it's going to be then a minimum security facility?
Low minimum security and built out very different than the traditional jail. It's going to be a large dormitory style, bunk beds, no individual cells, open areas. We'll, of course, have it sectioned off for certain populations like your sex offenders and women. They have to be kept separate. But it is not your traditional jail and very low minimum security.
Okay.
And because of that, we want to run work programs and educational programs and stuff out of that side of the model. And we're going to have walkaways, and we'll have people escape. But when they do escape or walk away from their program, we will prosecute them as an escape from custody as under a felony. That's another part of the accountability in this model.
And if they get hit on a felony, they could be then put back into
Go to the big house. They won't.
The big house here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm seeing then is we have the law enforcement side, and it's going to be 60 beds, up to 60 beds.
60 beds on the navigation center side.
And 60 beds on the navigation center. So
and the ability then to move them on to the good news.
And then there's a sobering center someplace, right?
Inside the navigation center.
Okay, so they come in, they can't take care of themselves and all this. They go in the sobering center for 72 hours. They come out, and then they go into your side. Or they go straight into the navigation center if they say, I need to clean myself up. Do they go right into the navigation center?
They can. Before they get transferred to the navigation center or anywhere else, they would have to go through their case by case is going to be assessed by a panel. And they don't just automatically always get to do that because people play in the game that just want to avoid their responsibility or law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be able to repeatedly do that if they keep failing. So their case is assessed, and if they are a good candidate, then yes. I mean, again, everybody wants the same thing here. We would like to help the people who need help. And the people that coming in through the law enforcement side, it's not just targeting homeless people. It is low-level misdemeanors. So you, Carl Bott, might be arrested for petty theft and come in through that side. Low-level misdemeanor, but you might be a guy that just wants to, it's just down on his luck and needs to better his life, maybe through some education or work programs or some type of program.
Getting off the street.
Yeah. Would be a candidate probably to go over there and get services too.
All right. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chief. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Very good.
We are going to have the Chief in. He and I talked last week. We're going to have the Chief in to the Patriot meeting on April the 15th. And, I want to encourage the public to come because, as you can hear, this man is a great asset to our community, not just to Anderson, but he's a great asset to Shasta County. So, Chief, we're looking forward to seeing you. That'll be 6 o'clock, Monday, April 15th. We're inviting the public. We'd love to see you all come to 2570 South Bonnyview Road in Reading at the church that shall remain nameless. Okay.
And thank you, Terry. And, yes, and I will lay out that plan in detail there, in quite a bit more detail there, the same plan I'm hoping to lay out to the Board of Supervisors.
Well, we'll see about that. Thanks, Terry. You know, Terry and his organization bring in people from, you know, it's, well, you have to be right-wing to go to these.
No, you don't.
Absolutely
great opportunity
not.
To get
they
involved.
Bring in people from all over that are here to help the community. And I would hope that more people attend these meetings to find out what's going on.
It's a great opportunity because here's what we've got. We've got a homeless problem. We've got a lot of people with a lot of knowledge that are ready to address it, but this community needs to get involved
in
the solution.
And, Trish, I've been meeting with people since I brought this up. One-on-one conversations and small meetings, and people who think very different from me and have opposing views. You know, I'm pretty far right sometimes, and I've been meeting with folks that are pretty far left, and that's okay. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm trying for everybody to be aware, have input, and come up with a solution, not implement something that doesn't work, that we're dumping. If you look anywhere in the state, they're dumping millions of dollars at this problem, and it's not getting better. So why put in a failing model?
Okay, well, let's talk about that when we get back. I've got to take a break here. But that's something else. They've got $1.6 million, I guess, to build a facility. But that really is – that's the smallest expense that it's going to be is building the
Correct.
Facility.
You have operational.
So it's got to be – and the I want to roll back again on how this is going to flow for everybody to hear this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's 48 degrees out there. It's raining. And I think it's going to continue to rain off and on. And how about yesterday?
Whoa,
I got out of my truck to mail these two letters. And I walked over where I usually mail them. And from the 75 feet I walked, soaked, got beaten to death with hail. Big hail. I was watching and I went, what's going on here? And then lightning and thunder for the next hour. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Come back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. I hope you've been having a great show today, enjoying it as much as I have, and Trish has. I've always liked having
Thursday.
Trish here.
Love Thursday.
You know what? We're here with Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson,
who's
been in the news and social media a lot because
just remind you don't want to read it, believe everything you read in the newspaper.
His plan is there's been this thought of this navigation center. Some people call it a low barrier shelter and all this, but what Mike has done, he says, well, wait a minute, if we're going to do this, let's do something that really has some ramifications here that's going to be working and keeps people off the street, but and gives them an opportunity to get off of the drugs and alcohol.
And more importantly, the model being proposed is the navigation center has been tried several years, and they don't work. San Francisco, Salt Lake, they're not solving the homeless problem, and that's what we're trying to do.
And Nick, we'll get you in a second. Your proposal is
okay. What I'm proposing is called the Life Center, and at the Life Center, there's side by side facilities. There is the navigation center, which Donnell has named the place as they're proposing it, which I agree with, just not operationally how it's run. And the other side of it is the detention facility, which is called the transitional rehabilitation facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the referrals will come out of the detention facility when they have a case hanging over their head to the navigation center or the place. And their case management plans are made, and people have to be part of their own success. There's also a walk-in portion to that side, the navigation center, where people can be referred or come walking in as well. One of the biggest keys to the place, the navigation center side, is it is a conglomeration of a lot of different entities. Mental health and medical are two of the biggest components over there because those are two of the biggest resource drainers in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And there's folks that have a very good hold on it and can do some really good if we can give them the facility and direct people to those resources. So I'm meeting with the mental health folks next week. I'm meeting with the medical people next week. We're going to talk about some of that, but we have to have, child welfare services has to be over there. You have to have drug and alcohol rehabilitation over there. All those things are still there. They're just not allowed to open door, walk in, and take anybody
now,
and with no rules.
Okay, and then quickly, Good News Rescue Mission could be part of this.
I would suggest they are a partnership again, Carl, with mm-hmm. them. So, because Jonathan Anderson and I have already had this conversation, he's willing to build out a secular part of housing on his footprint, and we can still run people, and people can be directed there after they have got their case management plan in
place. So he's on board with your idea then?
Yeah, I can't speak for him. I wouldn't say 100%, but he certainly said he liked it and he would be willing to partner and become part of the solution in a model like
okay.
this.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to tell you that Dale Ball and myself will be hosting Sovereign Mind Sunday on your radio station right there.
What is this a commercial spot for everybody? What is this?
And we'll be touching on that. And we beat up on the 1 cent sales tax for the city of Reading pretty good last week on Jefferson. The thing is, I go to some of the meetings they have for the homeless coalitions and this and that. And Christian Schrader, she's all for housing them first and then rehabbing them. And I heard her say it might take 5 or 6 times, but it'll eventually take. I like your proposal a lot better. But I'm afraid some of these people will say, well, let's get thrown into the navigation center for 120 days and get through the winter, and then we can go back out on the streets. And I'm afraid it might even attract people the way Santa Cruz's homeless center did.
That's exactly.
Hey, I came from Eureka, and I could tell you I've seen this model fail. Reading does not want to become Eureka.
Well, not according to our city councilors. Save Michael DiQuesto and Aaron Reisner. We're finally getting some people on there I approve of. Hey, have a great day and keep up the fight.
Thank you for the call.
You know, Nick is on Sunday mornings on Jefferson State of Mind, and Nick is tuned into this community, too. He's a very, very articulate, thinking individual, even though I may have to argue with him a little bit on some of his facts from last week. We're here with Chief Mike Johnson from Anderson, and he's saying a navigation center, yeah, but that be part of something else that, one, to get to the navigation center, you got to have a hammer over their head.
Accountability.
I mean, let's just say accountability.
We do not need any more free stuff advertised across the web, across the network, that we got more free stuff for homeless people in Shasta County.
That's right.
And we don't have time to go
message.
Into all the details of it, Carl, but it's accountability across the board. The officers on the street have accountability in this model. The nonprofits who providing, sleeping bags, tents, and all that, they have a accountability in this model. Everybody's connected here in this, and it's going to take great cooperation. And maybe that's just me being overly optimistic and hopeful, but I think we can get there.
I think that your concept, from what I've heard, I haven't gone through the whole thing yet, but the wave top you gave us today of having the transitional center there to push people into a spot that says, okay, we're going to help you. We're going to give you every chance in the world to succeed, get you off the street, train you in job. You're going to be down at Shasta College learning a trade, and we're going to help you with job placement after that is so much better than just come on in. And we're going to give you a place to sleep for 120 days, and you leave in the morning, you come back in the afternoon, and you're nodding off because you're on heroin or whatever. You know as well as everybody else that heroin is so insidious and it's so damaging that they need it so much they steal everything.
Two things in my experience in law enforcement that has to happen for people to successfully rehabilitate or change their lives. First is there has to be a desire by that person to do so. And second, they absolutely have to have a support network, whether it's family, friends, or services. So we can provide all that second part of that equation to everybody. But the first part where they have to want to and they have to participate, people have to take a little bit of responsibility in their own success and their own recovery if they want
to
dump all of our services and money into. We already spend, according to Donnell, what he told us was they spend $17 to $19 million a year already on services.
What are we getting from
just in this county?
This community has so many services available for everyone. We've got all of the 50-50, we got everything out there. There are services available. Nobody is going to get turned away. They just have to be a part of the solution.
Went through Leadership Reading, I guess it's been 4 years now ago that I went through it. And when we went through the Social Services Day, we learned there was 52 different services entities available for people to help.
We've got to focus. The whole thing is focusing and making it like a wedge. Or a spear point. And at the tip at the spear point is the person that wants to be helped, and everything else behind it is getting them there to the point where they can walk out into a job, become a taxpaying member of this society, and take care of themselves and others.
Yeah, and Carl, I know we've hit on it, and I just want to reiterate that the fact is I'm for a navigation center if it's operationally run correct.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm proposing just is enhances that center.
Sure.
And it's a collaboration and a union between law enforcement, social services, nonprofits, and everybody out there who wants to achieve the same result.
Who I'd love to have on here is yourself and Donnell.
Yeah,
to talk
I'm meeting with Donnell next week, actually.
Me and him
are going to sit down and
maybe after
talk
you
about
two
it.
Do this, we can come on, the both of you, and talk about how we can marry these services so we can actually have something that people aren't going to flock here to get in it because you're going to end up in jail. And then my question would be, what happens if you've tried and that person just isn't going to play? What happens then?
Well, then they're going to be held accountable for violating the laws that we have in place. That's the bottom line. If you get a ticket for tinted windows or something, Carl, can you think you could just ignore that and it goes away? Doesn't happen.
No, because
and neither should anybody else for any type of law that they violate.
There you go. Okay, hey, tomorrow on Friday, believe it or not, we're going to have a hunting show. We're also going to have one safe place early in the morning, but then we're going to have a show that is going to showcase all the things around here for hunting and what it does for our community, habitat, and all that. Everybody have a great day. It's
Thank you
good
for
guys
having me.
Against the bad guys.